بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي يزيد معن ابن يزيد بن الأخنس رضي الله تعالى عنهم وهو أبوه وجده صحابي. There is a narration from Abu Yazid معن ابن يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنه, and he later lived in Kufa, and then he moved to Syria and took part in the battle of Siffin, that is with Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which was a famous battle, and he was martyred in the 54th year of Hijri. He narrates that, and he called, كَانَ أَبِي وَهُوَ وَأَبُوهُ وَجَدُّهُ صَحَابِيٌ. And this is one rare case where he, his father, and his grandfather were all Sahaba. The Sahaba generally radiallahu ta'ala anhum are known as those who brought Iman, and they were in the company of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even for just a little while, and they passed away on Iman. That is called a Sahaba, and the Sahaba enjoy great merit by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. He says, Kana Abi Yazidu akhraja dananir yatasaddaqu biha. He says, my father, Yazid, used to take out money, dinars, in order to give in charity. This was nafal, charity, not the zakat. Zakat, which is compulsory, is different. This was sadaqah, charity generally. And he used to do it in such a way, فَوَضَعَهَا إِنَّ رَجُلٍ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. He gave it to a person in the masjid that you should give this out on my behalf. And in there, ulama have written that to have somebody to distribute your charity, your nafil, especially our nafil, our sadaqah, it is more virtuous because there is more anonymity. It isn't known who is actually giving it. And people, then there is more sincerity in that. So the ulama have written that there is more sincerity if you ask somebody else to give it out on your behalf. So he used to do this, give it to a person that you should give it out. فَجِئْتُ فَأَخَذْتُهَا. He says, the son says, my father gave it to this person to give out. I came and I took it from him. He was in need himself, the son. If it is zakat, the son can't take from the father. And the father can't take from the son zakat. And there are details of that which we should find out. However, he said this was nafil sadaqah, charity, and he was in need. So he says, I took from that person that money. فَأَتَيْتُهُ بِهَا. With that money, I came to my father and I told him I took this money. فَقَالَ. My father said, وَاللَّهِ مَا إِيَّاكَ أَرَدْتُ. By Allah, I did not intend to give it to you. Like commonly, if we want to give, we want to give it to outside people, outside sources. And I did not intend giving it to you as my son. فَمَا إِيَّاكَ أَرَدْتُ. فَخَاسَمْتُهُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The son Yazid says, then I took, Ma'an says that I took this matter up to Nabiya Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This dispute that arose between me and my father. My father said that I did not intend giving it to you, and I say that you had given it to that person, and I'm in need, I took it. So this argument that took place, they took it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then, فقال, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the case and said, لَكَ مَا نَوَيْتَ يَا يَزِيدِ. O Yazid, for you got your reward for what you had intended. You wanted to give it away as charity for the poor, the needy, and according to your intention, you have got your reward. And this is what relates to this chapter of intention. And the ulama from here have written that when we want to give out our charity and we give it, even if unfortunately the wrong person took it, we gave it to the wrong person, but the charity is fulfilled. We get our sawab from it. Of course, a person must take every precaution to see that he gives it to the right person. And in here, many a times, many people ask this question, which is a very difficult question to answer. These beggars who come to at crossroads, etc., traffic lights, outside the masjid they stand, are they worthy causes or not? People who stand around and beg. And then some people say, we see that they take that money and they use it, abuse that money, use it in wrong things. Other, on the other hand, they may be genuinely in need also. Many times if they are given food also, we see it just dumped outside the house. They don't eat that food also. So we don't know. But that is a very difficult question to answer. We should think for ourselves that whether we should give or not. But however, or whatever we give, then our niyat is to give, we will get the sawab. But yet we should try our utmost to see that the recipient is the correct recipient also. That is of course the purpose of giving the charity. But in any case, when we have given it, we should not on that basis that we don't give at all. That is also wrong. We should give and we will get our sawab for that. وَلَكَ مَا أَخَذْتَ يَا مَعَانَ. And O Ma'an, the son, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what you have taken is jayz and halal for you. You are in need and it is by all means you have the right to take that. Also to give charity, nafil, charity, our sadaqah, to give it to our own family is more better. Because there we are fulfilling the sawab of giving our lillah, which is also called sadaqah, though there is a little difference. Lillah is actually that which a person gives only to please Allah. And sadaqah is also to please Allah, but because of a need of ours. We have got this problem, that problem, that Allah eases that problem, that's why I'm giving this money, that is sadaqah. Lillah, that it is only for the pleasure of Allah, not we are seeing that some problem of ours must be solved. And the highest form of charity is lillah. So we should try and give also, and we should try and see that we give it in the correct places also. Further, a few explanatory notes that in this incident, Hazrat Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, according to his intention of giving it to needy people, he got the sawab. And the son who was in need, though he was not intended, it was jais and halal for him also to take, because that person was now given the responsibility of distributing it. Further also, that optional charity may be given to one's offspring, as opposed to zakat, which may not be given to one's parents or offspring. It is permissible to appoint a representative to distribute one's charity, especially optional charity, because it has the element of anonymity which is meritorious. There is great virtue that a person, nobody knows who gave that. Also, zakat, it is, ulama have written, to make it known that we gave our zakat, that is also preferable. Which in with the niyat, that other people also give their zakat, because that is farad to give. But other, jalillah, sadaqah, etc., to give it without anyone knowing that who gave it, that is more virtuous. A child will not be regarded as disobedient to a parent in a dispute regarding a religious issue in order to determine the truth. There is nothing wrong for the child to take this case to court also, though it is like against his father. This matter was taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But where it is a legitimate thing, then there is no harm, as Ma'an took this case to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get it resolved and sorted out by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The crux of it is that we should give charity and we get our niyat accordingly. And on the other hand, if we give it to our own family who is in need, there is greater reward, but of course not the zakat, the optional charity. May Allah guide us to correct your actions in all matters.